Now, when I was 18, I was getting my first taste of independence with the comfortable safety net of the family home as well. I was working and taking a year off between school and uni, getting probably a little bit too rowdy with friends, figuring out romantic love and trying to get some semblance of a foothold in this world. I certainly wasn't brave enough to be a lifeguard or join the Navy or chop off all of my hair for a really good cause. But that's what Murray Land's teen Chantelle Linton is doing. She joins me now and it's her birthday. Happy birthday, Chantelle.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, what inspired you to chop off your locks?
I've been thinking about it for a few years now. I always told my mum, yep, I'm going to do it when I turn 18. After my school formal, I'm going to do it. This weekend is both my 18th and my school formal's tomorrow night. So I was like, yep, I'm doing it this weekend. I'm going for it.
Oh, wow. And it's so that you can make a wig, or so that someone can make a wig for someone who has cancer. That's such a good cause.
Yeah, exactly. So I've never dyed my hair or really cut it very short, so it's fairly long. And, yeah, I've always wanted to donate to someone with wigs. A couple of friends of mine have had cancer or, like, been through cancer or know people of them. And I've always felt bad and, like, wanted to do something to give back, so... Yeah.
Oh, right. Did your friends lose hair when they went through that experience?
Yes, they did. So.
Yeah. And did they get some nice wigs through that experience?
I believe so. Mm. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Now, I mean, when I was your age, I think it was social suicide. It was, a big deal socially to, totally shave your head. How do you feel about it? These days, I think people are a bit more progressive and you can have different looks and totally rock that look. How are you feeling about it?
I kind of feel half social suicide, but in another way, I'm like, it's my life. I can do what I want, and for a good cause, like, I don't really mind. I can rock a beanie, I'm sure.
Yeah, and also you don't have to do anything with it in the morning. Easy.
Oh, that is what I'm looking forward to, especially going into the Navy, not having to brush my hair or get up any earlier in the morning.
Tell us about this mission to join the Navy. That's going to be in April, isn't it? What's the what has inspired you to do that?
A couple of years ago, I was looking into it, went to a seminar for school, and they were like talking about the army and stuff. And since then, I was like, oh, yep, I'm going to join the army, going to do this. And then I went went progressively through all their stages, and they chose for me to go for a Navy gap year, which is doing little bits of everything within the Navy, going out to sea, doing their trainings. And, yeah, it's just inspired me and just made me so keen to step forward in life, really.
Mm. What do you think it'll help you achieve in your life?
I'm hoping it would help me achieve my leadership and just getting to experience new things. New friends as well, I suppose, meeting new people.
You're not scared of the water either, are you?
No.
From what I understand, you're a lifeguard. You're a trained lifeguard at the local pool.
Sure am.
What's that been like?
Not too bad. Pretty relaxing. It's not the worst job. I quite like it myself. Get to talk to plenty of people that walk through. I've always liked swimming. My mum's a swimming instructor, and so I've known how to swim since I was 2 years old.
Have you ever had to deploy those skills to save someone's life yet?
There was one little boy that was struggling a little bit, but not a very serious situation, which I'm glad for so far.
Mm, that's what you want. You want to prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Can people also get along on the weekend and help raise money with you?
Yeah. So I'm doing it at the Old Barn in Sudan down Bank Road. I think it's 191 maybe the address. And I'm hoping to get some tins out, so if they want to pay cash. But, yeah, I've mainly been doing it through the link on Facebook so far. If they want to donate through that, that'd be awesome.
Oh, great. It's a Cancer Council SA page, and it'll be around 4 p.m. on Sunday if you want to get down there. What are your aspirations for the future? I mean, you don't have to know, Chantelle. I feel like when I was in year 12, I was like, oh no, what am I going to do for my entire life? And honestly, you shouldn't have to know. But do you have any aspirations?
No, I'm not too sure. I'm kind of giving this Navy thing a go, and then after that, I'm just going to wing it.
Yeah, see what happens. Maybe land in a leadership job somewhere.
Yeah, I have deferred uni as well, so might come back to uni for a year, or I'm not sure.
Oh, well, it's been an absolute delight to have a chat with you, Chantelle. Thank you so much for your time today, and good luck on the weekend.
Thank you so much.